Yeah, okay, someone like that, one of them. Okay, after a short brawl with one of my sons. So blessed few of them has it been throughout all these 20 years. Thank you, boys. Anyway, it happens when we're tired. And when it does, it goes wham. Strong young guys against old granddad, as I should be by now. But that's fine, it's good. Love you guys and hope to see you bit more during the summer before you move out of home. But anyway, there you are, and I'm going to give a little advice here. Which is something that took me quite a few years to learn, which I hope I would have learned earlier. It would have made like life a bit easier. And it is this, that when you are in that situation where you just go furious or you're into a discussion and conflict mode, you know, you are wrong, I'm right, and I'm going to tell you that. And if not, then I will get more and more aggressive to really make you understand. I mean, we can spin into this, and depending on what kind of nature we have, we go different directions. You know, some can say, either you do as I say and believe in what I say, or I beat you up. Enough of this. That's their way to ultimately dictate the outcome. And of course, those kind of people often become some kind of dictators. But then there are those who abide by the truth. I mean, who really are convinced that they are right and they have something to say that the other person should understand. And this is much better, of course, unless it leads to a kind of mental showdown and conflict and aggression, even meaning, well, you know, loud voices, screaming, shouting, and banging fists through the wall and all of that. But that one can either, if you're talkers, such as we are, communicate, come to a better understanding of each other, and make some kind of win-win agreement, so to speak. And I'm talking, you know, here, as you can understand, I guess, about our personal relationships, husband, wife, brother, sisters, friends, so on, children, parents, children. In other words, maybe the first, well, what I wanted to recommend today is a simple thing, the first thing to keep in mind, which is what I had to live like more than 60 years to actually understand and be able to practice, because it is a practice. It is that when you get into such a situation and you can see that, well, here we go again, then, and it will tend to lead into a conflict, well, a little bit trying to establish communication, and I listen to you, and I actually do that, and you listen to me, and then the other person promises to actually do that. I mean, this goes for, now starting to sound like a self-help coach or something, but anyway, because I think it's important, and you can apply this in individual relationships, in organizational relationships, and I mean entire ethnic groups, and between them, so on. So, but it is that, hey, fine, we have differences of opinion, let's talk about it someday. I'd like to hear what you say, and I'd like an opportunity to peacefully say what I have to say, and maybe we could come to some agreement, or maybe not, we just agree to disagree, but let's talk about it some other time. If it isn't something that has to be solved immediately, because often such things are not of that nature. They may pop up more out of personal interrelationships there, you know. You always, all of you, tell me I'm not good enough. I mean, we know that. We've been kids and teenagers. And we all have our attachments, you could say. Parents are attached to their idea and expectation and hopes for what it will be. Come of this child of mine. Of course we do. And the child who is now an adult with his or her own life. Says, no, I won't listen to you anymore. Because I am now in charge of my own life. Which, well, we've all been there, so it's natural as it can be. But of course, it's good to have our relationships with each other, all of us, healthy and happy. There's no reason why not. So I think this, next time you are in such a situation, well, do what someone said is sometimes the best thing to do. Pull that zipper over your lips. Just stay quiet, and you don't need to, and you will find that you don't actually start to boil inside, needing to get it out, going out and scream under a bridge, or hurt your fist on the wall in your room. I mean, you can just let it go. let it be. And I think actually that if you happen to be interested in the Beatles, that when I read how Paul McCartney wrote that song, I think it was much about this, because it was written at a time that must have been troublesome for those four lads and for him, which he basically explained. So yeah, let it be. And I would say we will be surprised at how many times we can just let it be and life goes on, probably better. And the next time you meet that person, because now you won't be enemies, outright enemies, then you say, hey, come on, sit down. Oh yeah, we were talking about that thing. I hope it's no hard feelings. And then you can start talking about the actual things. And again, in my experience, then it can sometimes succeed. But you can actually listen to each other, because listening takes a peaceful, dispassionate mood, right? So it makes perfect sense, right? So there you sit, have a cup of something nice and sit down in a nice place and talk for half an hour, whatever you feel like. And then maybe you're friends. Has happened to me. So this is a little advice for today.